On the consent agenda, first thing is minutes from the November meeting, the 2024 appraisal district contract, and our call to election, order to call the election for the 2024 election, all on consent agenda. That's there of a routine nature. We just put them all on the single item. I'll answer any questions if you have about any of them, but it's for.
I make a motion we approve the consent item.
Second.
Got a motion and a second.
The item number two is a holiday schedule.
Oh, we got a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, good thank you. Anybody got any comment? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. No opposition. Motion carries.
Sorry about that. I need to bring my coffee. Item number two is a holiday schedule. This schedule, you know, we started out following exactly what the county did. They've made a few changes along the way, but we're still using exactly the same schedule that we always have. The only difference is y'all started allowing us to take off that week between Christmas and New Year's, and this year we're proposing exactly the same thing. But other than that, it's the same schedule that we've always used.
Make a motion we accept the recommended holiday schedule for 2024.
Second.
We got a motion. Somebody have a second?
I did.
Oh, excuse me, I can't hear very good. I can't. All right. Any further comment? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposition. Motion carries. Number three.
Item number three is the depository agreement. Every 2 years, our depository agreement expires with First Financial, and we're asking you to do the same thing that we normally do. We're just gonna re-up it for another 2 year extension. We like dealing with First Financial just because they're close. Now, we don't keep many deposits there. We keep most of our deposits at either Trice's Bank or what's the one in?
Pinnacle.
Or Pinnacle. They're paying a way more competitive interest rate than First Financial is. Both of those are over 5% on what they're paying as an interest. So we're keeping our money at different banks. First Financial this year, they've been asking us to keep more money there. They offered to make their interest rate a little bit higher, but they're still not willing to bring it up to what the other two banks are giving us. So we'll just continue to operate there, write checks out of there, and we send our money there, and then we just send it out to the other banks. But we would prefer just to do what we've always done, just because it's easier.
I make a motion we extend our checking account with First Financial for 2 years.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion. Second. The deposits as is. Any comment? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same side. No opposition. Motion carries.
Number five, we've got this executive session on there. Is it okay if we, no, that's under number four, we've got the executive session. Is it okay if we just go to my general manager's reports? Let me do my reports and then handle that executive session last?
Sure.
All right, I'll do my reports. First thing I've got on there is our annual audit. Some years we've been able to get the auditor in here and get our annual audit done so that we could present the annual audit here in February. Well, this year they couldn't make it till February 15th and 16th, so they're coming on the 15th to do the annual audit. We'll have it for the March board meeting, so we'll have them there to do a full presentation at the March meeting. Next item I've got on here is the treatment plant upgrade. Same thing, I'm gonna, you know, we're moving along pretty good. There were several approvals that we had to get with the TCEQ. We had to get approval on the new membrane, the nano membrane. We received that approval last week. The approval on the air stripping, we received it here a while back, so we're getting most of the approvals. We've got a set of drawings from those guys with site plans and everything. We're getting real close. We already have a contract. We've had a contract awarded for a general contractor for quite a while. They're on standby, ready to go. Josh is gonna be here in March to give us a full-blown presentation, but we should have equipment ordered by the time he gets here. But things are moving forward. It's just a really time-consuming process. But we're not having no hiccups or anything. The money's sitting in the bank, ready to go. So that thing.
Aren't we projecting 2025?
We are projecting to finish up in 2025. Now we were projecting to start construction by about now. But we're behind schedule on actually getting things started. It's just the nature of the construction business right now. You know, it's as high as interest rates are and everything. Heavy construction like this type of job, there's a lot of public work out there right now, and it's not the contractors holding us up yet, but it's the engineers. All the engineers are just really busy. They've got lots of projects that they're trying to get out. That's just the way it is. But the no issues, it's just taking a while to get it done. Reservoir capacity update. And I think last time we met, we were several feet low, but we've had good rain since then, and we're plumb full. The little rain we had the other night got us trickling over down there a little bit, so it's about as good as it gets. Waterline extension update. Our contract, I've got a list of what of the waterline extensions. That's not.
Did we not get it in there?
Is that not in there?
It should be, but maybe we can get it in yours. Here you go. Look at mine.
It's not in mine. Y'all got it in there. Anyway. All the water lines that we had that were pressing, that were somebody was actually waiting on water, we've completed. And right now we don't have anything that's really pressing, do we? Nothing that's really pressing, but we went ahead and our contract expired at the end of the last fiscal year. Normally we re-advertise it in January, but we didn't do that just because we don't have anything that we really need to do. One job that we've got going is that big subdivision out at the golf course, the 200 lot subdivision. John and his boys are, it's underway. John and his boys are spending their time out there inspecting that. Now we're not having to pay for it. The general contractor's paying for all that construction. So we do have lines going in the ground, and our boys are staying busy overseeing it. But it's a subdivision put in by the owner. So we'll probably run an ad and hire a general contractor at our next meeting, and if not March, maybe April, and that'll be soon enough for whenever we decide to do something. Next item is our bank account report. You can see we're in about the same shape with that we're always in bank wise. The bond money is reflected in here as well. That's why, you know, typically, you know, we're at about 10, 12, 14 million, and with the bond money in there, we really haven't started spending it yet. It's reflected in the bottom line, which brings it up to that $24 million. Next item is the water usage report. See, last month we sold 8,449,000 gallons. Little bit less than we sold last January. And quite a bit less than the January before that. You know, right now, since we're still in THM violation, the city's not taking much water from us. When we get out of THM violation, the city will start taking water and that number will go back up. But right now, especially this time of year, they're able to use their well water and get by without taking much of our water.
I didn't catch all that earlier in our meetings, that the city, because of the violation, are they under a contract to continue once our violation is cleared up? Or are they gonna not ever buy water?
No, they're gonna buy water from us when the violation is cleared up. You know, here a few years ago, we adjusted our contract so that they didn't take it during the summer, which helped us both. Well, actually, it helped us more than it helped them. But anyway, it helps us when they don't take it during the summer. So typically, they would be taking it this time of year, but since we're in violation, we've given them the option of they could either take it or not take it. So they've decided not to take it. They don't want to have to send out the notices that we have to send out. It's difficult explaining that notice whenever you send it to their customers. So anyway, they've opted not to take it unless they have to. I'm sure they're probably taking it a little bit.
Just as they need it.
Yeah, whenever they need it. If they have a leak or if they just don't have the capacity at one of their locations, they're taking a little bit. It's not enough that causes them to send, you know, to bust on their THM, so they don't have to send out any notices. But if they go back to taking it from us 100%, they're likely to bust on THMs just like we are, and then they have to do the notices.
Yeah, but the new plant will clear all that up.
That's
right. I just would want to make sure that, I mean, the goal is to get people to have surface water for people here. And if they're gonna just continue to drill wells, you know, it's...
You know, they can't drill any more wells. Back in the fall when we were talking about doing, you know, they had said they wanted to do a groundwater study. We had got involved. We told them we might participate in that groundwater study. Well, before I expended some of our money to do that study, I wanted to meet with the groundwater district. So me and Jim Holder and John went over and met with the groundwater district, and they showed us what they had on paper with regard to groundwater availability for the city. And the city is actually right now taking more water. They've got their historic use. The groundwater district allows them to continue to pump what they've always pumped. And I don't know what the number is, but the same amount that they've always pumped is considered their historic use. And they can always pump that because they paid to retain that historic use amount. But that historic use amount for the city is actually more than they're entitled to size-wise. The way the groundwater district decides how much water city can have, it's how many acres they're sitting on top of. And I'll give you an example. Say they're sitting on about 1,000 acres, it seems like, and that entitled them to X number amount of water, and their historic use is more than that. So even if they grow a little bit, they're not gonna be able to drill more wells until they grow a lot and exceed the amount that they're already taking. So it doesn't look to me like they can drill any more wells. I think if they have a well go bad, they can probably replace it. But they're never going to be able to drill more wells unless they make a change at the groundwater district. So the groundwater district, it's doing its job, and it's going to require them, you know, to not drill any more wells. So they'll have to start using our water at some point in time as they grow.
They don't factor in a population equivalent?
No. It's just straight acreage. Uh, let's see what's next item. Next item, Wheeler Branch Park. You look there at 2023, was a pretty good year. It was a little bit more than 2022. Last year was 116,000, 2022 was 111. You know, prior to that, the two COVID years were real high years. But you know, we're kind of getting back down to where we were at prior to COVID. But the park's doing good. That's all I've got. Oh, we do want to go back to the executive session. If you would take us into executive session, I'll get John to close the door.
Thank you.